All right, you guys ready?
Ready.
I guess.
Hey, is it cool if I play the national anthem? I kind of like to. Oh, let me get my flag. Hold on. Let me get my United States flag.
I swear, him.
What's he gonna play the national anthem for?
Well, no, Eddie, you got some money. We gotta buy him. You know those Dyson fans? They're supposed to be like super quiet.
Huh?
It's like, see, you hear that?
Yeah. Well, I have it on my dog. Right?
Well, I'm okay.
It's been like that for 10 years, hasn't it?
Not this bad.
Well,
I don't know.
What are you gonna do?
I mean, is it really bothering everybody that bad? I mean, is it that loud?
I don't know. That's fine. Whatever.
All right.
I have to hear back. See if it's maybe well,
did
maybe
you hear
just
it last. Did you hear it last show? It's the same fans that are on. I didn't get another Super Turbo. It's the same fans I've had. Is it that one? Do you still hear it?
How many do you have in there?
I have two fans.
Actually, I mean that's better. Or I don't know. Try turn off one, the other one, and turn the other one back on.
Shit! God damn.
Yeah, goddamn. I'm sorry. I want the podcast to sound good. Jesus.
Well, you could edit it, can't you? Hold on.
No, I can't edit it.
Just gonna piss him off, Alberto.
Yeah, good. Fuck him.
hope the wet's not on the floor.
How's that one?
That's good.
How's that? Is that all right?
No.
Sounds fine to me.
Yeah, of course. Eddie, you're gonna start paying for this stuff, so you want quality.
Hey, is it still loud, or do you want me to turn it down?
You know what? It's.
Hold on. Okay, let me try this. how's this? I got everything on low.
That's as good as it's gonna get. So.
All right. Is it better?
A little better.
Yeah, it's better.
Oh, shut up, Eddie. You have no say in this matter.
Hey, I have to have Rose in here. She likes to lay in here and take a nap while we do the show.
Well, then she can sweat it out.
No, I think she does enough. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
I can't even hear shit now. You all right now?
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
I hear it.
Oh God!
Just go.
Is it lighter? Is it lighter?
It's better than before. Hopefully, my music will drown it out.
I wonder which one it is. Is it this one?
It's the other one.
This is going to be the pre-show.
How about this one?
It's the other one.
It's the other.
You know
one?
What? This one.
Yeah.
Listen.
That's.
It's the other one, huh? It's the circulating one, huh?
Just blame me. Just tell her it's all my fault.
How's that?
That's good.
Is it better than the other fan?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You guys ready? 3, 2, 1. Thank you.
All right. With that national anthem, welcome back to the M25 show. My name's Albert.
My name is Eddie.
And I'm Steve. Hey, look at this, guys.
I forgot about the finale.
Hey, you know what? When we're doing the Star Spangled Banner, were we on there?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I thought it was playing solo. I was testing it out before the show. Uh-huh. Oh, hey, this is cool. So I figured, okay, when the Star Spangled Banner's going, I'm going to do the editing on the
The
screen.
They saw that. They saw me. Eddie got blocked off. Pete blocked Eddie off the off the screen.
Man. You see what happens, Eddie?
Yep.
Oh, well.
See what happens when we don't test?
Get to see what goes on behind the scenes. Good thing they didn't get to see what happened with the fan scene.
Well, they'll hear about it. If you're watching on YouTube, download the podcast. That's going to be the pre-show. Steve getting all upset because I said there's a hiss.
Well, you know, let's see here. All right.
That happens.
Yes, it does happen. Let me see here. So, today is Thursday.
There's a live look at our beginning.
Oh, I know. What is all that, Eddie? I know. I'm trying to edit some stuff before the show. So, usually that's the first of the show where we could do stuff.
Yeah,
oh
and
well,
you know what? While that goes on, usually I'm picking my nose and stuff. Now I couldn't. Thanks a lot, Steve.
I'm not there.
Oh my goodness. Oh well.
Okay, next week, put me in the bottom with where Eddie is.
Yes. Well, at least we know how to cut people off. Oh my god! I swear, every time I do a show, everybody wants to text me. Everybody wants to text me.
They probably hear your fan.
When I want to text some people when I'm off the show, I got some free time. Nobody want to talk to me. Yet let me turn on the show. Everybody's texting me right now. Unbelievable, Eddie.
Unbelievable.
I think they do that shit on purpose.
Maybe. I know you're busy on Thursdays.
Thanks for the text.
Yeah, I just want to check in on you, make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'm all right. Thanks for the text. Oh boy. Okay. Well, it is September, guys.
Already.
Okay, the Bigfoot hunter's even texting.
It was September last week.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the date today, guys? Because I'm so confused.
14th.
Okay. M25 shows September 14th.
Yes. 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 We have a guest on, Eddie, and I'm gonna need your guys' help. Okay. Because it's going to be kind of this is the erotic radio host. Remember Yola. And anyway, you guys are going to have to help me here because I only know those certain words I told you about. So
Eddie can do all the translating.
Anyway, before we go bring our guest out, Alberto, can you do the natural wonders thing? We got to keep on top of this because...
Yeah, because we usually don't.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. We usually don't. So I wish Eddie would... Eddie, I wish you would do something, Eddie. Uh-oh, hold on. Our guest is in the waiting room, and I see her holding something up, but I can't see it because it's far away. So maybe it's a picture of me.
Far away?
Huh?
Far away.
Well, because it's because they're in the waiting room, so it's kind of faded. It's kind of like a little cloudy, but I can see who's there. But when they hold up like a sign or a phone, I can't read it.
Okay.
What do you think? What do you think?
Okay, so it's not far away. It's just small.
Okay.
Small and gray.
Yeah, it's cloudy. Like imagine like my face right here was all cloudy, kind of, but you can see it's me. All and right. I'm waiting to come out and talk live, and I'm just you can see me going like this and.
Yes,
I don't know why I'm explaining. Who the hell's?
What you reading?
She does. Our stream isn't on Facebook.
I don't know.
It should be. It should be on the Steve, Eddie, Alyssa, Alberto page. I'm watching.
We're live
right now.
We're live.
We're live on that one, and we're live on the M25 show group fan page, and we're also live on YouTube, the M25 show YouTube, and we're all over the place. Sometimes we're too much all over the place. I like to be all over the place, certain people, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, what was I upset about a minute ago? I totally forgot. My memory. I got to start taking that Prevagen.
The fan?
What were we just talking about?
The introduction.
the video.
Just a second ago.
You're always mad about something. I mean,
our sponsor. God. Yeah.
Yeah, we're mad about that.
No, you're about Eddie. Eddie doesn't. He won't get the script and do it because I really want him to do it so I can run some promos. He just won't do it. But he can be on TikTok.
Nobody
watching chicks with big boobs and big asses. But he can't do this for our show.
No, he's on TikTok now. He doesn't have time anymore.
Yeah, I see that. I see the little videos that he posted on his thing. You see it?
No one sent me a script.
Nobody sent me a script. I had to figure it out myself.
You said you were going to send him a script or send him something to read because he can't do it on the fly.
Doesn't matter.
We're hashing all this out so everybody can hear how unprofessional we are.
Why don't we have that girl do it?
That's the best way to do it.
What do you want to have
in front of everybody?
Oh, the girl that was in the commercial before.
Oh, you wanted to give her a call and say, hey, can you come on and do a live promo for us?
Play it.
Yeah, but you know what? Nobody's talking. It's just
cut it out of the podcast because there's no point.
Yeah,
there's someone promoting it.
It's just
promoting.
No, we got the Shark Tank guy.
Yeah, and then it goes quiet, Eddie. For the podcast people who listen that don't get to see the video, what are they gonna do? Sit there and their nuts or something?
I cut that out for them. They don't have to sit there.
Okay, so Alberto, can you run through this real quick?
All right, let's talk about Natural Wonders, our great sponsor. At Natural Wonders, they create high-performance health and wellness products that spring naturally from the 7 natural wonders of the world. Natural Wonders, they want you to be as clean and as beautiful as nature intended you to be. To them, you are the natural wonder. And right now, if you go to naturalwonders.com, WNDERZ, I'm thinking about 80s videos. That's how you spell wonders, WUNDERZ. You go there, you do your ordering, you pick up, they got all the good stuff they got. Your body lotions, regular lotion, body wash. They got stuff for your pets too. If you want your pets, you want to give them, a bath or something with like good products. And this is where they are. They have all the good products. You do your order. You go to checkout. You enter the code THEN25SHOW. THEN25SHOW, just one word all together. You're going to get 25% off your order. We got a special deal with them. They're good friends of ours. And like I said, they want you to buy their products. So they're giving you a good deal. So naturalwonders.com and the N25show.com. If you're listening on the podcast, easiest way to do it, you go to the show description, just scroll down, you're going to find it, the website, the URL, the code. Watching on YouTube or Facebook, go to the N25show.com, like it's up above me, go down to our sponsors link, you'll see it right there, the link and the code.
All right, good job, Alberto.
Yeah, sorry for that Freudian slip right there.
Yes,
Natural Wonders.
I don't know about, I don't have a problem with the word cum, okay? I don't. But, when we're doing professional stuff,
yeah.
Can't be doing that.
I'm sorry. English is my second language, folks. Sorry.
Hey, look at Eddie. You have to hold that up when I say that word. It has to be the white lotion, too, doesn't it? Damn.
All right. You know what? Start the show over again.
We just ruined this whole show. Eddie, don't hold that up anytime anybody says that word, okay? Please.
You know what? What's his name? Scott, you need to change the make it .org, please. Or right. .net.
Okay.
.net. Okay. Org. I could goof that up too.
Okay. Before I forget, before we bring our guest out, I figured.
I think I'm actually thinking about our guest too. That's why.
Oh, maybe. You remember how we get comments when people are watching on our M25 show group fan page?
And it says Facebook user?
It says Facebook user. Well, when people are on there and they get alerted or whatever, it has a thing on there that says, do you want your name to be shown when you comment? Now, you could do it if you want. I said comment, not
yeah.
comment. Okay?
No, I heard that first syllable.
All right, whatever. But
thankfully, I'm not the only one.
So maybe they don't want to be known. I don't know.
I guess not.
You know what I mean? But it's available. That option is available on the Facebook M25 show group fan page. If you're watching there, there's a little thing you can push and you can have your name seen so we can see who's commenting. Like right now it says, good morning, gang. I don't know who that is. We know that they're watching on the fan page, though. But if you're watching on YouTube and the Steve, Eddie, Alyssa, Alberto page, we can see who you are. So just thought I'd throw that out there. Not that anybody gives a shit, but I'd say it anyway, all right?
That's a Charlie Brown Jr.
Oh, Charlie Brown? He is definitely a clown. Okay, guys, we're going to bring our guest out now. And her name is Yolanda Jimenez, Eddie. She's an exotic radio host. And she has, from what I remember, she was going to put together a story because she tells erotic stories on her show, Eddie. Mm-hmm. Eddie, are you paying attention?
Yes, I am.
Okay, what you doing over there with that lotion? We have a guest coming on. We need to be professional, okay?
He's using it for cum.
Oh, no. Okay. We're mainstream. Uh-oh.
There's the heart monitor.
Heart monitor's going already. Okay, let's bring out our guest. What is that?
What is that?
Well, I'm trying to get on the group so I can see who's commenting.
Good idea. We need a whole new screen just for the fan page stream.
But unfortunately, I have to do it. Has to be, you know, this way, not this way. So it covered the camera for a second.
Are you able to pull it up though?
It's there. Yeah, now it's off to the side, so you can't see it.
All right. So let's just get our guest in. She's over there waiting, and I'm like very excited as usual. Here we go. Yolanda, can you hear us? Or is she frozen already?
Yeah, she's frozen.
Yolanda, she's frozen. No, she's moving.
Oh, no.
I don't see her moving. Oh, a little bit.
Unless she's deep in thought about me.
Is she thinking about a new story?
I don't think she's frozen. She just can't hear us. Yolanda.
Yeah, she's telling you to wait 1 second.
Oh, okay. Well, wait. Well, damn, that sounds like all of my girlfriends I used to have. Just hold on a second, Steve. Just wait. And I never hear from them again. I don't know what's going on. Eddie, what is going on? Is there breaking news going on or something?
Oh.
You're just in deep thought about the world?
About the...
That's okay. Yolanda, can you hear us?
I guess you can't. Or...
Hey, it's not me.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look like she's trying to talk, so...
Because I see her every once in a while. She'll look up and then she'll...
And then she looks at you and then she loses her...
Loses interest?
Yeah.
Well, look at you. Who made you fucking Mr. Debonair?
She's moving.
Yeah, I know. I don't think she can hear us.
Maybe she can.
Let me see. It says, I can't hear you. See? I told you. Okay, Alberto, what do they do when a guest can't hear? Is it something to do with their mic or their...
I don't know. I would log out, log back in. I don't know.
Oh, boy. Let me see.
Another fine production.
Yep. Let me see. Let me text her real quick. Oh, boy. See, Eddie? Oh, that's not... That's you.
It's not me.
Okay, so... log out. I'm sorry, people.
Make sure she has her mic on.
I would think there's a mute or something, right? Isn't there, like, a mute on the... I mean,
she's not really connected well. Look, she's frozen now. That's... Okay. So, I
Okay, so like, let's say you couldn't hear me, Alberto.
And she's gone.
I sent her a message and said, hey, log out.
Yeah, but I mean, she didn't have that microphone with the slash across. So she's connected. She says, I don't know.
All right, well, I don't know. I don't understand. Well, I don't know. So it can't be none of that stuff, the mic or the audio.
No, I don't think it was that. I think it's just her internet.
Well, Eddie, maybe she's out in Mexico. Maybe that internet out there is not good.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure she's an American girl.
Oh, she is?
She's an American girl.
Don't they got that internet out there called Speedy?
Speedy?
Yeah. Speedy.
They probably have better internet than you.
The Chapo.
She said she could hear us before, then we went out.
I don't know.
Let me see. Try again. Yeah, I thought it was called Speedy, like that little mouse.
Speedy Gonzalez?
Yes. It was
the opinions of Steve are those of Steve and not the M25 show.
Hey. Just tell me what I heard.
I gotta get my disclaimer out.
Oh my god. You know, so I'm just telling
you
what
I heard. Just cancel the man over there with the sunglasses, please. Leave me alone.
Listen to me. I
have a roof to pay for.
Oh god. I heard something and I was just asking. I'm not making fun of nobody. Oh, what's wrong with Speedy Gonzalez?
Nothing.
You don't like Speedy? That's okay. Isn't that a good thing for internet?
Arriba,
I mean, if you live in Mexico, Speedy Gonzalez is a little Mexican mouse, isn't he? Isn't he a little Hispanic mouse?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it. That's arriba, a good gimmick. Arriba. Yes. By the Speedy internet. The fastest internet on the block.
Let's see, from Google, internet providers in Mexico. We got Viasat, AT&T, Telmex, Axtel, Izzy.
Axtel.
Oh,
okay. No Izzy, Speedy G.
Total Play, and Bright Speed. No Speedy Gonzalez internet.
No Speedy G?
Maybe one of them uses them as a mascot, but.
Okay. Oh, she's back. Let's see. Let's hope for the best, people.
Roadrunner.
Hello, Yolanda. Oh, boy.
Now we can't even see her.
You can't see her?
I can't see her.
I can't see her either.
I can see her. Start.
There she is.
Okay. It's got to be her. I wonder. I bet you. Yolanda, are you by any chance in Mexico?
Oh, God.
What's so funny? I'm just asking.
Not everybody with a who has a my last name is Gonzalez. Stop. Okay, I'm not in Mexico. Jesus,
I'm not making. I'm just asking because it's far away. If she was in France or something like that, or
I'm sure we brought somebody in from France. They're going to be pretty fast. Okay, it's not coming out down here in like snail's pace.
Well, hello there.
I'm sure she's proud of coming on this show.
Well, you know what? It's not us. We're working fine. It's got to be the internet. It has to be. Okay, because see, look at she unfreezes every few seconds. Oh, she's unfrozen right now, but she says she can't hear us.
She can't hear.
We can't hear. Let me see. Okay. You know what we're going to do?
Unless she goes to her settings. I don't know. But I mean, you can see. I mean, if you look at my name, you see if I turn off my microphone, microphone off thing. But
yeah, her microphone's not off or nothing. Go to your settings and make sure. Well, no,
I don't know. Is she trying to talk? I mean, we can't hear her.
Say something.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Good show.
Let's try Skype.
I am telling you, I think she's in Mexico. Nothing against the country, Tom. Why do you guys laugh when I say something?
Okay, Trumper.
Oh my! I'm saying that because it's far away, and maybe it's just a bad connection.
The internet can't get through Trump's wall.
Oh my God! Here we go.
Oh no!
See,
you offended her with your Trump.
I didn't say anything. I just said she's.
I had an out you as a Trumper, so she walked away.
We've had guests from Georgia. And
you know
Atlanta,
what I'm gonna do? Oh, we're gonna do this. I never did this before. I'm gonna call her on my phone.
Oh boy!
And see if it works. How's this? Look at. I'll even put it. Oh shit. Okay. I'll even do this live. I don't know if it's gonna work. See, look at.
Great podcasting.
FaceTime.
Hey, I'm trying the best. If she doesn't answer that, it's got to be
Mexico internet.
Speedy G internet. Yeah, see, it's not even going through.
Maybe she didn't pay her cell phone bill.
What do you mean she didn't pay her cell phone
bill?
Maybe. Well, it looked like somebody picked up, but it's it says trying to reconnect. I'm telling you, it's hey, can you hear me? She still can't hear me. Let me see.
Oh, brother.
Hello?
Eddie, stop eating stuff.
You can't hear me? Yolanda, can you hear me?
The throat lozenge.
Okay, she can't. I don't think she can hear me. It says trying to reconnect. It's got to be Alberto.
Oh, and that's on her.
The only way to talk to her is through text because I can't even. It says trying to reconnect.
Are you FaceTiming?
Oh, here we go.
She's calling me now.
Was that Eddie's heart monitor again?
Hey. Can you hear me? You can't hear me, can you? Alrighty, well.
I'm sorry, folks. Maybe you're listening to the podcast.
I don't know what's wrong.
Have her text you the erotic story and then you say it on the air and we'll translate.
You know what? Have her text the erotic story and we'll have Eddie read it and we'll all go to sleep.
Oh, I don't want to hear Eddie read it.
Where's Alyssa, damn it? This is not the third Thursday. She's lying to us.
All right, guys. Well, I apologize.
It's not. It's the second.
Well, Eddie, I don't know. Maybe she didn't want to come on today. I don't know. Maybe. Everybody's always questioning people. I feel like,
stop. That's what we do here.
Stop questioning people.
No.
Oh, what is this?
Oh, Steve's seeing something scary.
What's going on? Share. Oh,
man.
What happened now?
Well, okay. There's a big confusion here. So, usually? This is dumb. How come it didn't Natural Wonders plug? It didn't update.
What didn't update?
Okay, when I we do our show topics, right?
Yeah.
It usually updates on the computer screen, but there's something going on fishy around here. It didn't change.
We're being hacked, like the MGM Grand?
Maybe. Oh, Lord have mercy.
There we go.
That's, hold on.
This show's going to blow up soon.
That's MGM.
It's the Russians.
Let's see what we got here.
Damn Vladimir Putin taking us down.
The Russians.
You know,
oh, now you can hear us? Yeah. Okay, so do me a favor now, because this is my cell phone. Go through the link and then come back on. Was it in the settings? Okay, could you hear me when I called you earlier? Because I couldn't hear you.
Yes, they put the phone up to the microphone. We don't need all this dead air.
Here we go. Hey, Yolanda.
To the mic, not the camera, dumbass.
Oh, okay. Shit. Oh, I know you. It's a private... Berto?
So not private enough. Oh, now Steve's internet's gone.
Can you try it one more time? And if it doesn't work,
are you frozen, Steve?
I'm frozen.
You were for a second.
No, don't blame me, Eddie.
It was you.
I'm watching you frozen right now.
You're frozen now again.
I am.
You were.
Okay, so Yolanda, can you try to call us back on the StreamYard?
Are you in Mexico?
Ask her if she's in Mexico so we can settle the set.
Steve in Mexico?
Steve wants to know if you're in Mexico.
I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't care where she is.
We'll play it back for her.
She's beautiful. Yes. Try. Can you please try the StreamYard one more time? Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm getting pissed. I'm getting pissed, Eddie.
Me too.
That's it. Last show. That's it. Yeah, we can't do this no more.
If anybody's watching, I apologize for this catastrophe.
Another Steve up.
It's not me. Even if I did freeze, that has nothing to do with we can't hear her or nothing. What does that have to do?
Because Alyssa's not here. That's why.
Oh, the guest is all of a sudden she's in Mexico and her internet's bad.
Okay, there we go.
That's why. Well, because you're saying Alyssa's not here.
Why do you keep saying she's in Mexico? She's not in Mexico.
Because I believe she is. What, I'm going to get prosecuted because I believe in something? Jeez. Just
say
because
enough.
I think
it
she's
in Mexico. Going to come true?
Okay, if she comes on and she says she's in Mexico.
Okay, you were right.
There you go. So what? Just because
right.
I say it, it's a bad thing?
I'll send you a cookie through a DoorDash.
All right. Well, you know what? She's here right now. We're going to find out. I hope to Lord. We have sound.
But don't forget, Eddie, to Steve, Pico Rivera is Mexico, so.
Yeah, same thing. All right. Let me see. Yolanda, can you hear me?
No, she's not even on.
Well, she's there. Can you hear us? Well, I don't think she can hear us. You can't hear us?
Yes.
Oh,
I can hear her.
Oh, hey.
I heard her. She said yes.
I heard a yes.
Not me.
From the
you're never. Frozen against it.
I.
Oh,
okay,
God.
That's, now you tell me. Is that that's me?
That's you.
Yola, can you hear us? That right there is everybody listening to our show.
I just hope that you listeners have. Again, they can't hear me on YouTube or Facebook. I'm just talking to you listeners on the podcast. I hope
you can put up with this.
Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. We all here appreciate you.
Something's wrong. Yolanda, are you by any chance in Mexico? Oh, see, she left.
Yeah, she got caught by the federales.
All right. That's it, Daddy. It's over.
We tried.
All right. Let's move on. You know what? Anybody out there in the United States want to chime on real quick, and we'll see if it's an issue of countries. I just want to know.
It's a diplomatic dispute.
Yes.
I guess the president of Mexico doesn't like us. He jams our transmission in the country.
They're gonna elect a woman president of Mexico.
I think they got no choice. I think they got two of them.
Yeah, they got two running. It's first ever.
She's extremely. Oh, a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Alberto, are we on the fan page streaming?
Yes.
Okay. So, I don't know what's going on.
So far, only one comment.
Very disappointed. All right. Let's continue.
No, there's Steve breaking down.
Yeah, I don't know. Even on here,
when Steve gets upset, he gets gassy. So sorry for the burp.
Oh, that doesn't even work. What in the world?
Oh boy.
Okay, let's see here.
Start all over.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a Hoarders, giant cut on the show.
Have you ever seen Hoarders?
The show?
Have you ever seen a hoarder? Like been around it or?
Yeah, come to my apartment.
I actually, one of my coworkers is a hoarder, or was. He's retired now, but was a hoarder.
What is a hoarder? What did you see that?
Did you go to his house?
Yeah.
Oh damn.
So what did you see? Like, why would you say he's a hoarder? Just because you get a few things. There's a difference between a hoarder and
no, I'm talking about.
There's a difference between someone who's lazy and a hoarder.
Yeah.
No, his place was so bad that you couldn't on his bed he had like all kinds of magazines, newspapers. To sleep he had to sleep on a couch. You could see the indentation on the couch.
Or he got Steve, actually.
That doesn't mean you're a hoarder.
Yeah, but he had
magazines. Were they Playboys at least?
Some magazines.
Steve wants to go to his house now.
You couldn't even walk in his. Like he had two refrigerators, but
they all had magazines.
Was it dirty?
Yeah.
I mean, was it like?
Well, I mean, some hoarders
like
aren't
hygiene, like stinky and like.
Yeah.
Food bags laying mm-hmm. around just didn't.
Yeah, he had two refrigerators in one room, and all the stuff was in there was like rotten, like, and it's been like that for I don't know how long, and his sink was like black, just all kinds of stuff everywhere, just.
So did you help, or did you just go, oh Lord?
We went to he retired, so we gave him a TV for his retirement.
Oh, no.
Should have gave him some Ajax.
And we went to set it up. That's how.
Damn.
That's how we know he was a hoarder.
Did you guys clean up?
Give him one
clean.
They got out of there quick.
We just gave him advice. Told him to start throwing things out the window into the trash can.
Out the window.
You need a dumpster at that point.
Yeah, like a balcony, and the trash can was right there.
You didn't say nothing like you should clean your house a little.
Yeah, we did.
What did he say? He said, "Mind your own business."
He said he needs all that stuff.
No, but I'm talking about the hygiene stuff. Like, if you say you eat something and then you just leave the bag on the counter and leave it there for a year, mm-hmm. with like chicken bones or chicken meat, mm-hmm. and it gets old and there's flies,
or a
box of pizza with pizza on it, that you just I'm not gonna throw it away. I'm just gonna leave it on the counter.
I might eat it tomorrow.
Yeah, but it ends up being there for months.
But you know,
that
you know,
kind of hygiene.
Waste not, hygiene. What is it? Waste not, want not.
That's. I mean, unless he didn't do that. I mean, it was just like just cluttered all over, like a bunch of books and
bunch of packages and everything.
Yeah, I'm like, talking about
he had
trash.
A lot of. You know, do you remember those things that you can order? Like, was it the Franklin Mint collection or stuff like that.
Yeah.
He had a bunch of that stuff, like, that he, I guess he bought, and he would just stack them up on the floor, and it's crazy.
Well, well, you know, you consider that a hoarder?
That's an investment.
Yeah. A hoarder's more like, let's say they have a trash can, right? Mm-hmm. And they start filling up the trash can with trash. And then they start going over the trash can and over and piling it up halfway to the ceiling, knowing if they just take the trash out, they'll have room, but they don't take the trash out. They just keep, you know, fall off onto the floor. It's,
well, I mean, that,
this is definitely a hoarder.
Like, the problem with the hoarder is that they think they're going to need this in the future, so that's why they don't throw it out.
You can barely squeeze to the front door.
That's
okay. Well, see, I'm more of the hygiene stuff. That's what. That's cool if you want to save stuff. I get it.
And, well, when you're saving so much that you can't clean anymore, that is just everywhere. Then that's when the hygiene stuff.
Okay, so let's say you're saving these coins, and let's say you're saving Playboy magazines and whatever, and you're just—it's all over the place. It's look like a damn library in a little fucking studio apartment. Okay, but on top of it, you're a pig with your food. You know, you get some KFC, you eat half the bucket, you take a bite out of each one, and then you throw the bucket in the corner, leave it there for a year. And you know, every time you eat fast food, you just throw it on the ground.
And then you start getting roaches and ants. That's what I'm talking about.
That part of the hoarder too.
Yeah.
I mean, collecting all that shit isn't good either. Well,
the worst with that is the animal hoarder. You know, the ones that get, you know, 300 cats in the house, or, you know, 100 dogs, and
That's another thing. What do you think about the animals? Do you think they should be living in that condition? The unsanitary part, too.
Nobody should be living in that condition.
No, nobody should. But, I mean, if you're an adult and you're going to be like that, hey, you can't change. I mean, well, you should, because it should be a law. I don't know if it is. But if you're going to bring in animals and have them in that stench.
Well, I think if you have the animals, that is against the law. And they'll come take them. Like magazines, newspapers, all those kind of, you know, stuff hoarders. I think unless your house is going to become an inferno, I don't think they can do anything. You know, that's your friends and family. You know, they got to get you some help. Because, I mean, if you're hoarding at that point, that's something going on in your brain. You know, you got some chemical imbalance or something that. You know, not if you're just, you know, dirty or lazy and let stuff pile up and then you finally clean it. But, I mean, when you're, like Steve said, if you're keeping, you know, fast food around for a year, or, I mean, you're just stacking magazines up for no reason, you know, that's.
Yeah, I think what bothers me is more is the unsanitary part. I mean, you know, I get it. If hoarders, well, they collect everything, right? But when you start you just don't. I think you could be a hoarder and still be kind of decently clean. You know, you got trash, you throw it away.
I mean, I think
you want to collect magazines, you stack them up in the corner or whatever.
You know, I think it's the ones who go, I guess they see something in the trash, somebody threw away, and go, oh, I can use that, and then they take it in. When you're bringing in more junk, then that's more unsanitary. What you reading, Steve?
She says she's next to California, right by the border.
Chula Vista?
Probably the
Tijuana?
Oceanside.
What side?
Oceanside?
Is that everybody going to throw arrows at me?
Well, I mean, it matters. It's either in California or Mexico.
All right, let's ask her. I'm next to California.
Okay, so she's
I'm just going to just say straight out. In Mexico?
All right, Steve.
Mexicali?
Calexico? She's in Mexicali?
She's in Mexico, Eddie.
Steve probably knew already, and he was just
saying, how am I going to know where she's at?
Because you've been texting her to get her on the show.
Yeah, but I don't go, hey, where are you going to be?
Well, you know, she can't get Wi-Fi. She can't get Wi-Fi from the United States side?
I don't know. Why was she going to get Wi-Fi from the United States side? You read off all kinds of internets they have in Mexico.
I mean, if you're in Tijuana, you can see TV from San Diego. I can't believe she's that far disconnected.
Well, who's she going to hop on? What internet is she going to hop onto? The San Diego Padres internet or what?
Yeah.
Who's she going to hop onto?
Time Warner.
What is this?
There. Sorry, Subaru.
It's like a map.
Mexicali.
I don't know. Mexicali, isn't that Mexico?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just use that word because it sounds more professional.
Maybe she's in Tecate. That's on the border.
Why do you say all these funny words?
Tecate.
Tecate is beer. Yeah. The beer.
I think that's where the beer came from.
I don't know. See, you guys, you say I'm making fun of things.
I'm just reading Mexican cities.
Here we go. Talking about the citizens.
Okay, cities. Is she in La Pluma?
Is that the? She's at the pin?
That's like a suburb of Mexicali.
Oh, man. This is a disaster, Eddie. I can't do it anymore, Eddie.
In Los Manantiales?
I don't know. Maybe she's the president.
Eddie's still having flashbacks of all his travels. I know that Eddie. City.
What was the city where they knocked your house down, Eddie? What was that place?
They didn't knock it down. They sold the walls.
They didn't knock it down. It's still there.
I thought you said that the foundation took it over there. And then they took it down or something
they stole it.
The walls are crumbling because no one lives in it. It's
empty. Like John Cougar, huh?
It's in Benito Juarez. Cougar.
Yeah, when the walls come tumbling down.
Benito Juarez, Steve.
Beneath the waters?
Benito. Benito Juarez.
Juanito Waters?
Benito Juarez Durango.
That's the name of the house?
That's the name of the state and then the city it's in.
Okay. So the house is there, but you said it's what do you mean about the walls?
Yeah, the walls,
they stole the walls.
It's been empty so long, it's you know, when you don't take care of it, it starts deteriorating.
Is it like what I picture, like when you tell me this story, right? I picture like a concrete house. Is it like that, or is it like a house like what I see on everyday streets?
Oh, a concrete house back then.
So those should be strong then. How did they knock the walls out?
Concrete. It just starts deteriorating after a while.
Man, that's crazy, Eddie. Yeah, concrete walls, and they must be having some damn parties in there.
I suppose so.
So you got people that were hanging out in there, and you can't do nothing about it? Huh.
They were living there. My dad okayed for them to live there, and then they moved out, and then it's been empty ever since. So.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know if the people that rented it destroyed it, or I don't know.
There it is on Google Maps.
I don't know. Well, Eddie.
There's no pictures on Google of the city. It's that bad.
Are they still living there, or is it? Did you evict them?
No, nobody's living there. We didn't evict them. They just left. I guess
there's no house there.
So is there electric and all that, or is it nothing?
I think there is electric. Yeah, there is. Cause
who pays that? You or your dad or?
My uncle.
I'm very. This is amazing to me, the stuff that happens.
What
about internet? Do you have an internet line coming from the telephone pole or no?
Not there. Not at that house. No. No one lives there. What would we need the internet for? We don't need any of that stuff.
There's no electricity.
There's no electricity? Well, he just there's said electricity.
There's electricity, but
there's no walls.
There's no.
They just got exposed wires.
At one time. I'm sure at one time there was electricity. It's my dad's.
So are you just going to ever do anything to it? Or are you just keeping it? Or are you going to ever sell it? I mean, it's just sitting there, right?
He had another house there, but he sold it not too long ago. So, I mean, his plan was to semi-retire, go there for half a year. But when my mom passed away, that all changed.
Oh, okay.
I've sent you a YouTube video of the city. I don't know. I don't think we can play it, but
they were gonna use that as a vacation home.
Okay, I have an update, Eddie. I don't need to step on your story.
Let's hear it.
Okay. She sent me a message saying on the program that we use, it says that it's better to be on a computer than on a cell phone.
I mean, we've had people on cell phone before. Some of them do break, so.
Yeah, but this one was pretty bad where we couldn't fix it or, you know.
She doesn't have a computer?
She says she's going to, I'll have to get a webcam for that. So maybe she does, but she's got to get a camera. So that says that she has one, but it doesn't have the camera already on it. You know how some PCs already have the little camera on it?
Oh, man. We can bring her on later.
There it is. There's Benito Juarez, Mexico.
Damn, Eddie, that's your house? I can't even see it.
It's not my house.
Look, it's our monitor's going off. There it is.
Yeah, oh, it looks like it.
That red thing?
The small town. No, I don't know what that... I don't think the house is there, but it's a small town.
Hey, can I play the John Cougar song, It's a Small Town?
You know what? Tune in next week. I'll send some links to Steve. We'll play some videos, like, on the screen for our YouTube and Facebook people. I mean, unless you can grab that link and get it on the show.
I'm really upset.
Oh, come on, man. Let's try to have fun.
All
right. Let's make more fun of Eddie. That's what Eddie's here for.
You're making fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
Or his house.
I'm just curious because at first I thought they tore it down.
Well, that's what
that's what I thought I remember. But then Alberto said they just tore the walls down. I'm like, they tore the whole living room's there, but they tore the walls down.
No, they took everything. That's how Eddie made it sound before.
The house is still there.
They did take everything. Like all the there was furniture. Beds and furniture and stuff like that.
But the physical house is there.
Yeah, the physical structure is still there.
No, Eddie made it seem like the walls were gone too. It was just the foundation.
Oh, man. Well,
I would assume it's vandalized. It's been vandalized and stuff like that. I mean, I haven't been there in over 30 years.
They got squatters in there?
Probably.
Well,
I would assume.
I don't even know. Well, we apologize for our guest not making it on. Hopefully we can get on again.
We'll reschedule.
Laptop. She can come on at our computer or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I did want to talk about... did you hear about that guy from the 70s show that got put to jail?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
30 years, I think?
30 years to life. Okay, there's a backstory I heard. I don't know if it's true. Okay, this is exclusive here on the M25 show. So if you're listening...
Here's your source.
The story is Steve's only and not that of the M25 show.
Hold on a second. You get it here second, okay? Hold on.
I just want the disclaimer out quick.
Okay, all right. I always like how everybody on the show here has my back.
I have my back first.
Okay, so this is what I'm hearing is... so the guy, what's his name?
Matherson.
Masterson, right? He was on the 70s show. He got accused of rape. And they had a trial for him it was 5 years ago, and I guess it was a hung jury. So,
he got tried again.
He got tried again not too long ago, and then I guess a couple weeks ago he got found guilty for two rapes. Mm-hmm. The third rape they couldn't come to a decision or whatever, so he got convicted for two. So there's a story going around that his actor host, what do you call him?
Co-star.
Ashton Kutcher and Ashton's wife sent letters to the judge, letters to, hey, he's a good guy or whatever, try to be lenient on him and all that shit. And it got out to other people and some of them are upset. And one of them is a female that was dating Masterson at a time when Ashton Kutcher was going to go out with the woman who was murdered. Okay, the story is kind of crazy. But back in, I don't know how long ago it was, a few years back, 2, 3, 4 years back, Ashton Kutcher met this girl and he was going to date her.
Further back, way back.
Okay, 10 years ago, whatever. It was back in time.
Yeah.
1970s.
And, no.
Well, I don't know about that far, but it was a while back.
Whenever the show was on in the 90s or early 2000s.
So he's gonna, he met this girl and he was gonna take her to some kind of shindig or get together or whatever.
It was a date. It was a date.
And
he went to her house and I guess she didn't answer. Or did he see through the window and he had to call the cops?
No, somebody
got in there and stabbed her.
Yeah, well, she was dead.
Yeah.
He said he didn't. Apparently, this is the whole story where you would think he went and found her dead, right, and called the cops. But apparently, she didn't answer her door or whatever. And anyway, it was on the news she was dead, and they called him to, he was a witness in the trial because I guess they found the person that killed her. And anyway, long story short, because they were writing these letters to the judge about Masterson, the girl at the time when Ashton Kutcher was going to go out with that girl, she was dating Masterson, and apparently Ashton Kutcher called, what's his name? Dave? Is it David?
Annie.
David Masterson.
Annie.
He called him on the phone and said, "Hey, dude, this girl's dead." And I guess he had him on speakerphone, and the girl was there with him. The girl that's coming out today saying, "Hey, I heard your conversation with the guy I was dating." So he was saying, "Hey, she's dead. You know, what do I do?" And I guess Masterson was saying, "Yeah, that wouldn't be good for your career if you called the cops. That, you know, they might think it's you." And he said, "Yeah, you're right." So apparently they decided he wasn't going to say anything, so he ended up going to the party, and they were going to let whoever, the next person who came to find her, call the cops. So the story is that girl was at Masterson's house. She was dating him at the time, and when Ashton Kutcher found that girl that was dead, he called his buddy, Masterson, and said, "Hey, this girl's dead," and da-da-da-da-da. And they agreed that, "Hey, it's not good for you. Just split. Let somebody else find her." So, well, the story gets a little crazy. He was on the stand, and they questioned him about what's going on, and he said he never went in the house. He knew nothing about it. So I don't know if this is what the story that's circulating, whether it's true or not, we'll find out later. But could they go back if he lied on the stand about something like this? Because they did ask him, "Hey, did you go in the house? Did you know about this?" And he said no.
He said he saw what was blood on the floor, but he thought it was wine. Like, he thought it was spilled wine.
But I heard he said he didn't even go in the house. Was it outside on the porch?
Well, I mean,
something?
he could have looked through a window.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe he did. Because he claimed he never even went in the house.
Yeah.
What statute of limitations on a perjury charge?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Alberto? Do we have any our lawyer friends out there that defend us sometimes?
Where's our legal team?
Where's our legal team, Eddie?
Alberto's a seasoned juror.
He says that's
well, that doesn't make me a legal expert.
But anyway, that's the story that's circulating. Eddie, what do you think about that? The girl coming out was the girl that was dating the guy that got sent to prison, right?
They found the guy that killed her, so maybe he was telling the truth. I don't know.
He wasn't involved in the murder, but he was, because he lied to the cops. He was there and saw that she was dead. And instead of calling the cops, he called his buddy Masterson from the 70s show and said, "Hey, dude, this chick's dead." And
well,
the guy's all,
"Oh." Like, if he didn't go in the house and he didn't, maybe he didn't lie.
But he
lie.
Did go
well,
in the
but
house.
I mean, no, he
told his buddy, according to the woman that was with the guy, he was on speakerphone, and he told him, "I'm in the house and she's lying here dead."
So he went in the trial of the actual guy who, I guess, killed her. He goes... Yes. You know, I went, I saw, I looked at, looked like wine on the floor, but, you know, I knock, 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 and then...
Didn't see nobody.
But what's being alleged is that he actually saw her dead and called Masterson and then said, "You know, oh my gosh, she's dead." And then Masterson told him, "You know, get the hell out of there. Don't call the cops. Let somebody else do it."
Exactly.
And it says here, California statute of limitations to bring criminal charges for perjury is 3 years after the alleged perjury is discovered.
Oh, so it's probably over then, huh?
I mean,
after
I
it's discovered.
I forget how long ago the trial was.
That's got to be more than 3 years.
But 3 years after the perjury is discovered, so that means if...
Yeah, I think this trial was more than 3 years ago.
No, but if it says after the perjury was discovered, so they just found out.
I mean, that's...
Perjury.
That's,
oh, after it's discovered.
I mean, that's the
okay.
Lawyers will, you know, discuss the language. I don't know if it exactly means that, okay, you find out if they found out today that it was lying, or was it that he lied 3 years ago?
Yeah, I don't know if it's if they just found out that he lied and it's 3 years after that, or 3 years after the trial.
I got you. All right. I hear you. Well, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. That's what's floating around right now that happened. Because I guess the girlfriend of the guy, he was saying, you know, you should be in jail too.
I mean, I don't even know that, you know, the guy who got convicted couldn't even get a new trial out of it if there was perjury involved in this case. He could, I don't know if he can get away with it, but I mean, he could get a new trial.
Maybe he might be able to get a new trial in lesser sentence.
Well, whether it's a lesser sentence or not, just getting a new trial, period. I mean, what I'm not saying that Ashton Kutcher did it. He just lied. If that's the story, if that's the story that really happened, you know, you're not supposed to lie under oath.
Nope, you're not supposed to.
Just because you think it's going to hurt your career. Now, why would you even think twice? Well, if you call and say, hey, she's dead, they're going to think it's me. Why would you even think that? That's the last thing. If you're not a murderer or anything like that, or... Why? That's the last thing you would think you would think of. You'd be like, oh, shit, this person's dead. You call 911, hey, this lady's dead, or this guy's dead.
I don't know.
You don't think, oh, no, my 70s show's going to get canceled, or I'm going to get kicked off because I found a dead body.
You never know. I mean, it's...
Unless he did it.
You remember Ted Kennedy when he drove that girl into the ocean or wherever it was, off the bridge, and, you know, I guess he... He just stood on the side of the road thinking about his political career and how to cover it up. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I've never. I mean, I think I saw. Yeah, I saw a dead body different. Once, but I mean,
that's different though because he was. It was his fault, kind of. Yeah. He drove in there.
Yeah, it was his fault. You know,
yeah.
All out.
Well,
I mean,
that's a difference when you don't want to do something and you have some kind of, you're involved in it somehow, like. If I drove a car with Eddie in it and we crashed in the ocean and he got knocked out and I was alive and I just said, oh, hell, I'm out of here. And I didn't tell nobody because I didn't want it to hurt the MT5 show.
We come on the next show. What happened to Eddie, Steve? I don't know, man. I've been texting him.
He went surfing. That's the last I knew.
Got eaten by a shark. I don't know. I mean,
it's different. Like, if he went and he just saw somebody was killed and... He has no involvement. Let's say no involvement. You just run across a dead body.
But then you have to, right now, you know, you have to consider the source of this information. I mean, I think this is one of the ones that got convicted for raping, this woman who's making these allegations. You know, do you find her as credible? Or, you know, I'm sure she hates Matherson, and then she hears about these, you know, Kutcher and Kunis, you know, writing letters of support and, you know, let me make up some shit. You know, and
well,
try to
I don't think,
try
I don't
to
think
fuck
she
with
has.
Their, fuck with them.
Well, why would she? Unless he raped her allegedly too. Why? I mean, these girls.
No,
they're after him. If he did it, apparently a jury thought he did.
Yeah.
So let's just say he did. You know, nobody knows except the two people that were there. But a jury found him guilty. I mean, I think that's all the girls would want. Let's say they were raped.
No, I mean,
what beef do they got with anybody else? He's the one that alleged. Well, he's the one that raped them. So
no, I mean, well,
why
I mean,
are they
going to
go
I
after
mean,
everybody
if,
else?
You know, if I did something horrible to you or, you know, your loved one, and then, you know, I get convicted, but then you hear about, you know, there's Eddie saying Eddie and Alyssa start vouching for me. You know, they write letters to the judge. Oh, Albert's a really nice guy, and you know, please be not, you know.
Would say I don't agree with it. I wouldn't talk to you or whatever, but I wouldn't go and make stories up about Eddie's brother or Eddie's dad
you,
or something.
You wouldn't, but you know, you don't know these people.
You can be a nice guy and be a murderer too.
Well, I mean, after everything that happened, everything would point to that. I mean, the guy, if he was convicted a rapist, so we gotta say that he is because the jury found him guilty. You know,
yeah.
So let's just say it's true, because it is. because the jury says it is, whatever. There's but, the mean, guy yeah, apparently no. is does stuff that he's not supposed to do. So let's say he really wasn't, and he was innocent, and he you know, he was getting framed, and then you're hearing stuff like this and go, that doesn't sound like him. That's not something he would do. Or if he was a raper, yeah, he's possible. He could be like, hey, yeah, man, get the hell out of there. We don't need that shit.
I mean, I would assume if somebody accused me, you guys would, you know, I'm going to bury me. You're if I was in that position, you probably, you know, either.
I wouldn't tell you, hey, Alberto, if you walked in and saw somebody dead.
No, okay.
Say you had a date and somebody's dead, and I go, Alberto, get the hell out of there, man. Get out. They're going to think it's you.
Okay, that's.
You'd be
that's,
like, why would they think it's me?
Put me in Matherson. So if I got convicted of rape.
Yes.
And okay, and you, Eddie, Alyssa, anybody, you know, you go write a letter to the judge, you know. I've known Albert, 17 years, both of you.
Yes,
you know,
okay.
He's a good guy. He's always been stand up, you know, this, that, and the other thing. You can't say that my victim or alleged victim, upon hearing that, would be upset at you guys for trying to, you know, give me a lighter sentence or I don't know. And then, you know, if there was something in your life that, you know, just like Kushner, you know, you allegedly. Your ex-girlfriend died. You allegedly didn't find her, but, you know, you went to the house. You don't expect somebody who hates me so much that, you know, they'll turn on you too and try to ruin your life?
Well,
I mean,
depends.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's...
Well, I just don't see... I don't know.
I don't know.
It just seems like everything's aligning. If everything was all oddball, like, hey, this guy, he never even really knew her, but she's saying he raped her. Like, these oddball stories, and like, how do they know, you know, whatever. But everything seemed to line up. But yeah, it looks like he did it. He probably did it. That seems, maybe there's another side to this guy. And if something happened like that and he called him, I could see him going, yeah, you know, man, just leave, you know. It's
yeah, I mean,
somebody else will find her. I mean, it's not a crime to say that. It's not very nice,
yeah,
but it's not a crime.
I don't know,
but if somebody's sitting there that he apparently maybe they were in love and she's probably going, damn, you should have just called the cops, or he said, no, somebody will find her, or, you know.
But I mean, like I say, if Ashton, you know, Kutcher's story is the truth, really. But I mean, it's easy for somebody who hates somebody to say, you know, oh yeah, I was with Matherson on that night and there was a call and. No,
okay.
I mean, I don't know why he would take that on a speakerphone. I mean, especially as soon as he starts talking, if somebody's around, I'm gonna take it off speakerphone because
okay.
I don't want people listening.
Okay, so Eddie.
But I mean, like I said, you have to take the source.
She hates Matherson,
and then she.
It's a setup. Let's say it's a setup. It's mm-hmm. a setup. We'll forget all of it. It's a setup. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back to Ashton Kutcher going to the girl's house. Why would he even say, "Yeah, I saw something on the floor that looked like blood," but you know, I guess it could have been wine. And why even say that? If you even think it's blood, why would you think it's blood? If you don't even think there could be a murder, why don't you just think, oh, it's wine?
Unless he saw...
Why would you even say that? That's
unless
stupid.
He saw a wine bottle on the floor or something. And go, ah.
Well, why would he even say, I thought it was blood, but then, oh, no, it could have been wine. If there's a wine bottle on
I don't
the
know
ground,
if he said he thought
it's
it could
wine.
Be, he saw blood. I think he said he thought it was wine. He didn't think it was blood.
So he saw a wine spot on the carpet. And... That's all he said. I saw wine on the carpet, and then I split.
Yeah. Then she didn't come to the door. I thought she was gone. She stood me up, and then he takes off.
Okay. So, Alberto, let's say you are Eddie. You know, you got a date, right? And you go knock on the door, and they don't answer. Eddie, are you the first person to walk around to the front window and peek through the windows?
Probably not. No.
Oh, hell no.
If they
don't answer, you're either getting stood up or they're not home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I go to somebody's house and they don't open the door, I don't go around the front yard and peek through the window and see what they're doing.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
It says here on this website, what's trending? Kutcher has always claimed that he had gone to Ellerin's house apartment to
yes.
pick her up for a date and saw what he thought was spilled wine near the front door. So this might even be outside or I don't know.
Okay.
Assuming she was not at home, he left the premises only for police to find... Ellerin, had been brutally murdered.
Okay.
So that's
it?
He goes. He went to the house. He saw what he thought looked like wine, spilled wine, near the front door. I don't know if he, maybe it's one of these doors where like you can, like, you know, have the window you can look in, or it was outside. That's not clear.
So
I guess
maybe the whole door is glass.
He knocked a glass door.
Because even if the window's on top, you have to look up and look down. Your big old eyeballs looking around the front room.
I don't know that exactly, but he goes, he rang, I don't know, knocked, rang the doorbell, whatever. Nobody came. He goes, okay. And he left.
Well, they caught the guy that did it anyway, so.
Allegedly.
No, that's good. I'm glad. Yeah, they got him. I don't think that he did anything. I mean, I think morally, if that's true. Now, if he just went and, hey, she's not there, and he split, and he's all, yeah, I saw something, and it looked like wine, and. I mean, what does that tell you? Okay, well, it was blood. It wasn't wine. You're like, why would you even say, how in the world do you, unless it's on the porch? I mean, how do you say, oh, I saw something. It looked like wine. I mean, he's basically insinuating that it's something red.
Like I said, told the cops whenever they found her. And I mean, I'm guessing, you know, police are starting doing an investigation. They'll go, okay, what were her plans? Oh, yeah, she had a date with this actor. Well, let's get him in and say, and then he goes in, he goes, well, this is what happened. I went to her house, knocked on the door. I saw what looked like spilled wine. I didn't think much of it. Nobody came to the door. I go, and I left. This woman is saying that, allegedly, I guess he went to the house, saw that she was dead, called Masterson. Hey, man, what should I do? Masterson, you know what, just take off, you know.
I was saying they came to an agreement over the conversation. It could have been Ashton that said, hey, I want to leave. And Masterson could have said, okay, that's a good idea. They agreed on it somehow.
I think the thing is that Masterson told him, you know, just get out of there. Don't do anything.
So you know that, or I don't know who said it. It could have been Ashton. He could have said, hey, man, I want to get out of here. What do you think?
Well,
he could have said, yeah, it's a good idea.
In the end of the game, you know, unless Masterson said, no, call the cops, and Kushner said, no, I'm out of here.
They agreed upon,
well, then
don't call the cops. Whoever's idea it was, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
she didn't say, the girl, apparently, so-so.
Okay.
I'm not saying she said Masterson said, hey, dude, get out of there.
Okay,
Ashton said, hey, I'm leaving.
Either Masterson told him to or agreed with him. But I mean,
they agreed somehow. Whoever was the main idea guy.
The main point is, Kushner should have, if had seen the body, call 911. I think that's what you're kind of legally required to if this allegedly happened.
Yes.
Which is what she's claiming happened. But like that, I don't trust the source.
But I agreed with you when you said, because I heard a story too that he looked in and saw. That he saw something that looked like wine spilled.
Yeah.
Now you're saying, oh, he saw it from the, he could have saw it from the front door. I heard he went to the window.
I know, near the front door. So I don't know. Like I said.
Unless the front door is pure glass.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be pure glass. I mean, you can peek in, or you can.
If there's a window on a front door, it's usually at eye level up top, so you can't.
So from the inside, you can see who's outside. But you can look in from the outside.
I know, but it's harder for being on the outside because it's usually a step lower. Otherwise, people would be able to look in your house. That's the whole reason of a house is up one step, so the people inside can look out and see you better than the person outside looking in, because you're actually got to get on your tippy toes.
Arguing semantics at this point. But I mean, at some point,
that's just architect knowledge. That's the way the houses are built. Otherwise, people will be able to look in your house all the time.
Well, Kushner's a tall guy. Maybe he can look.
I don't think so.
Oh, well, I don't even know why we're arguing this.
Okay,
point.
So, you're right. The point is, he saw spilled wine on the ground.
He saw,
you got to be able to look down.
And according to the story, I don't even know it was actually inside. It could have been outside.
Okay, the point.
He saw near the front door. So I don't know if it's outside or inside. He saw what he thought was spilled wine. This is what he told the cops. Eddie's upset. This is what he told.
You go to my house and you see red stuff on my porch. Mm-hmm. You can't see in my house because my window's up, and you're gonna have to really get on your tippy toes or whatever to see in my house, right?
Well, you got the
security guard. So let's just say you see red stuff on my porch, right? You see red stuff, and you're all, that's wine. Steve's he's off the wagon again. I get a hold of him tomorrow, and you find out that I died, right? I was murdered.
you go next door, and the cops are there, and oh yeah, he's a. So what you got stabbed 10 times.
What do you think if it's, how do you know it's red wine, or how do you, you know, I mean, do you know the difference between a puddle of blood or a puddle of red wine? Do you know the difference?
It's a different texture. It's a different.
It's thick. And it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's thicker.
Okay, different. Well, so you know if you see red wine or white wine or piss or you know, blood.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would know. I don't know. I'm not defending nobody, Aaron. I don't really give a shit what happened, but I just, for some reason, I could see people doing stuff like that, that they do think of their careers more. I'm not saying Ashton said it. Maybe Ashton told them to do it. Maybe Ashton called and said, hey, you know what? I'm out of here. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I back you up no matter what, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't know the whole story, but I heard rumors. I could be all wrong.
Well, it's not rumors. Happened. I mean, they're being reported, so. This is her allegation now.
No layers in sight. What the hell does that mean? Okay, enough of the 70s show. I didn't even like that show anyway.
It's an okay show. For the first few seasons.
Can we still watch it?
Any lawyers at the show? Who's that? Is that Bigfoot?
That's Yola.
Oh, Yola, are you, by any chance, do you do any lawyer work? Erotic lawyer work?
The erotic lawyer?
Yes, the erotic lawyer. I was so excited to see her. Well, I did see her.
So does that show get cut? So does that show get cut now that they have a convicted rapist? They can't show it no more?
I heard that they were doing something and they cut him out. Was it reunion show? Not reunion show, but a 25 anniversary show or something like that.
And he got kicked. Didn't he get kicked off the ranch too? When
the ranch?
Is that your place? Yeah,
the ranch that he, there was a show called The Ranch, or there is.
Well, I mean, if he was acting at the point, I mean, I'm sure they wrote him right off the show.
Yeah, he was Ashton Kutcher, and
Ashton Kutcher was on there too.
Yeah, they're both on the same on the show. It's called The Ranch, and
well, Kutcher right now would probably be safe. I mean, unless these allegations are true.
But I think when that thing came out about Masterson, I think they cut him off the show. They killed him off the show too.
So. Well, I'm sure they would do it to Masterson.
Yeah, he was the one accused, so they must have believed in it because, or there must have been enough.
Well,
heard. You can't fire him unless there's some kind of heavy evidence.
Nowadays, the basic allegation will get you. If you're on a TV show and anybody just accuses you, I mean, you're gone. They don't even goof around, and then. If in the end you're innocent, you know, you either found not guilty in trial or just, you know, your accuser goes, oh yeah, I wasn't lying. It still doesn't matter. I mean, you gotta earn your reputation back.
Look at Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby, how long ago did he?
Do you guys believe Bill Cosby did what he did? Do you think there's just too many people saying it? Or do you think once one person, if they want to go after somebody?
I don't know.
Or is that just too many people that it's got to be somewhat true?
It's too many people.
What about that? Remember that time? You remember Scott Baio?
Mm-hmm.
From right. Charles in Charge?
Happy Days? That story's coming back up, I guess. With that one 16-year-old actress?
Yeah. Well, that I heard that she ended up that she was lying. I don't know if that's true because I guess her stories kept changing, and he would say, "No, that didn't happen." And
but I read that
they
was
didn't
like
him because he's a right winger, hardcore right winger, and she was just saying, "Yeah, he took advantage of me and all this and that." And
I know I just heard that was like another somebody else on the set. I don't know if another actress who actually said, "No, yeah, it was true. I saw, if not the actual sex, I saw them, you know, together."
Because even the dude on the show said that he did something to him. Remember? The kid, the boy. Remember, he came out and said something that that happened. Was it Scott Baio? Remember that the boy came out. He's older. He's older now, but
I remember there was a boy in the family.
Yeah, he came out too. Brother. He said, "Yeah, he got me too."
Johnny loves Chachi.
I don't know who the kid. The kid on Charles in Charge. The remember there was the was there two oh, girls? Yeah, right? Yeah. Two girls and a boy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the girl, the one that was on Baywatch, the one that ended up on Baywatch said that they had sexual.
And I think she was like.
Did she say he raped her, or did they just had sex?
I don't know.
Nicole was her name, right? Nicole Eggert.
Nicole Eggert.
Yeah. I don't know. This is I'm so disgusted, Eddie.
Says Eggert has accused Bayo of sexually assaulting her while she was working as a teen actress on the show. So this would that would mean unwanted. Unless you're talking statutory.
Is there anything on there that you can see that it ended up? Because I heard that she was going on talk shows and she kept changing her stories and, you know, they kind of figured, you know, she's just lying because she changed her story so many times. That's what I remember hearing. I don't know if that's true, but nothing ever happened of it. So I imagine there wasn't enough.
Yeah, this is the boy, Alexander Polinsky, saying, quote, I was sexually harassed by Scott Baio and ultimately assaulted by him between the ages of 12 and 15 years old.
Hey, everybody was going after him.
He likes the young kids, I guess, allegedly.
I don't know. It sounds too... I don't know. Nobody... I don't know. I wasn't there, but...
Yeah.
I just... Because nothing, if they had evidence for it, I think, you know, they always find a way to get somebody. But I don't know. I just that's
look at
crazy.
Look at
I don't know.
Trevor Bauer, the pitcher that used to pitch for the Dodgers. He ruined his career.
Allegedly,
was he raping him too?
He wasn't raping him. They were having consensual sex, but he was rough. Or they liked it rough.
Yeah, he
I thought it was the other Dodger.
Well, no, the other Dodger beat up his wife.
And yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Allegedly.
Well, did he do it before or something? And they gave him a chance, and
I guess he got accused a couple years ago, and he got suspended for like 30 games or something by baseball. And then
so his wife accused him,
or girlfriend?
Right?
I forget exactly what the woman is.
So he had a girlfriend. So his girlfriend, not his wife, accused them of.
I guess the thing was they went to the soccer game, and then after the game outside, I guess he hit her or something. This is the allegations.
Yes.
She didn't say anything, but somebody saw him and then went and got either the police or security, and you know it was one of those situations.
So you think it's not true or what?
Twice.
Once, maybe you're okay, yeah. But if it happens twice, there might be something behind it.
We got a pattern.
He's done.
Yeah, I mean, he'll be pitching to Mexico
soon. The guy that
soon.
Likes the sex? How about the sex? The guy that likes to have sex and
that was Trevor Bauer. I mean, he claims that it was all consensual. The woman says no, that or at most, you know, he went too far, and then.
So is he good?
I think they
agreement.
They dropped the charges, but baseball banned
him. They dropped the charges, but he got banned.
So oh, he did?
Yeah, I think he's out playing in Japan or Korea now.
Pitching in Japan.
Wow.
He's pitching in Japan.
His major league career is over. I assume no team. I mean, and then he had the problem that he was, if not a right winger, he was real critical of baseball. So.
You see, that's the part that. Now, that's another part that bothers me. Whether you're a right wing or whatever, okay, the charges got dropped or whatever, or, you know, what?
No, Steve's cutting out.
Okay, baseball has every right to let you go or do whatever they want. You did something against the guidelines, but if they dropped it and said, hey, you know what, maybe we can't prove that maybe she did like it and it went a little too far, but, you know, it was accidental. It wasn't done on purpose.
I know they have a code of conduct. I don't know. Exactly.
There's no code of conduct about having sex with a woman, and you both agree on, you know, some rough play or whatever. But, you know, if it goes out a little hand, then she says, "Oh, hey, no, that's too much." You're like, "Oh shit, okay, sorry." But then she tells on you anyway, huh?
Apparently, they did it more than once. So,
my point, but nothing. But I mean, in baseball or football guidelines says if you agree together on something. We can agree. You can agree on something, and maybe you're a little more rougher and think, okay, well, I think it's okay. And then she'll tell you, oh, no, no, that's too much. And you stop. But yet she tells on you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that there's that code of conduct can't be like that because everybody has wild sex. I mean, most people don't tell people.
You start getting allegations, I guess. You know, if it comes out, then, you know, baseball's going to find out. MLB is going to find out. NFL.
Well, that's everybody on the team. Not everybody chokes everybody out, but I'm just saying there's people, you know, they may be spank each other or do things or whatever. But, yeah, things can probably get out of hand because sex is a...
You always have the problem because, you know, guys will brag and, you know, when you're in an MLB team, I mean, you got the locker room. You're gonna tell your stories, and then you don't know, you piss off somebody else, and then, you know, they drop the dime on you. This happens all the time. I forget what team was that.
Well, nobody dropped the dime on the guy, did they?
Apparently he got dropped.
Why did he get dropped?
I think it was just because the woman made the allegations, but I mean, it's...
Who dropped it?
Who dropped what?
MLB.
Well, who dropped... There's other times.
I'm not saying this specific.
Oh, well, I'm talking about this time. Like, just say it got dropped. Who dropped it? Did she say, okay, you know what? I don't want to go through this, or MLB dropped the case.
They didn't
The charges or.
But what about, okay, forget MLB. Okay, so MLB drops the charges, but they ban him from baseball.
No,
the prosecutors didn't want to prosecute him. The district attorney.
Which says, he's legally cleared, but MLB can say, you know what, no, we don't want you in the league
anymore.
Yeah,
he was legally cleared.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, the district attorney
didn't want to bring charges.
Because there was probably not enough evidence to clearly say, yes, he did this on purpose. It probably started out consensual. Maybe things got a little too wild or whatever. Mm-hmm. Not enough to put somebody in jail for.
This is like almost the thing that happened to Kobe that, you know, that allegedly it started out consensual and then it went too far for her. And then went to trial and then he was found not guilty. I don't think the NBA didn't do anything.
Okay. This is the thing. Okay. It would be like this. Okay. Say you're going to be with a chick. You're going to have sex, right? You're wild. And let's say you're going to get her from behind and you try to put it in her butt. And she's all, no. And you're just in the heat of the moment and you slide it in the heat of the moment and you just slide it in anyway.
Oops, I made a mistake.
She's pissed. Yeah, she's pissed. Hey, she didn't like that. So she tells him. Yeah, she's mad now. Now, I could see that happening. Now, if you're trying to do that, if a girl's into it, she'll let you do it, right? So, okay, well, let me see. Maybe I can like it or whatever. Or she said, no, it hurts. Stop. You stop. But I think... when things get out of control, that's a different kind of out of control, because if you do that and she says, no, I don't want it in the ass, but you do it anyway, cause you're all riled up and turned on, you know, and you just do it anyway real fast and get yourself off and it's done. And then you say, oh, it wasn't that bad. Right. You know, whatever, something stupid. Right.
Yeah.
Now that's taking it too far on a level you can get in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, if you're doing that and you try to put it in her butt, right. And she says, no, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. And he's, oh, okay, okay, okay. But then later she turns around and goes, he tried to rape me in the butt and presses charges. But yet you're together. And, you know, when you're together with somebody, you try things. And if they tell you stop, you stop. Because they made like that.
That's what Yoda says. If she says no, you should stop.
Yes, you do stop. But I'm just saying, when you do stop, there's people out there that can go and press charges against you anyway and say, he didn't stop. He tried to rape me in the butt.
Well, there are people who they'll press charges even if it's consensual. And they wake up the next morning and, I should have done that. And, oh, he tricked me.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes there's not enough evidence because they're saying, well, you were with him. And let's say, well, she said stop and I did stop. She could say, he didn't stop. He didn't stop. And it's his word against. So you first look and think, okay, well, you guys are together. You guys were hooking up. How do I put this guy in jail if he says he stopped what she said, but yet she was with him, so she must have liked him. So there was some kind of attraction there. I could see a case getting dropped there. Maybe she's trying to get money from the guy. Maybe she's mad at him or. Yeah. He broke up with her.
Or sometimes, you know, they go and they go, well, hopefully.
Now, if she goes
and
gets her butt checked right after because she's, oh, I got raped in the butt.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some kind of evidence there, right? You go and you get checked.
Yeah.
If you want to get money.
I mean, something like that's going to, it's going to help her case because, you know, she went immediately. Now, if she, you know, does something, you know, 3 days after, you know, if you're sitting in the jury, then you're going to go, well, what happened? Okay, well, she was at home crying for 3 days or something. You know, but the guy's attorney is going to go find out. Oh yeah, she went to work, and coworker said she was happy, and then the next day she was out clubbing, and then on the next day she called the police.
You see, I think Major League just got rid of him because they just didn't like his stance on whatever.
I mean,
stance he had in life.
Whatever. he was like at the end very critical. You know how they come, they check the pitchers now after every inning, make sure they don't have sticky stuff. I remember he was like live on TV in the middle of the game. They mic'd him up, and he's telling me why this is wrong, or how this helps pitchers and it's safer for the batters. I don't know if he was the one guy that one time he was pitching and the manager comes, take him out of the game, and he just turns around and throws the ball into center field. I'm not sure if he got over the wall. Like he always had an attitude.
Yeah.
And they found this. They go, okay, we can kick him out for this.
I hear you. It's not right, but yeah, they can find something that they don't like about you, and that's too bad. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Was this his girlfriend or was this the guy that with the sex?
Bauer?
The sex
I forget exactly what this was. If it was just a hookup or a girlfriend.
It wasn't his girlfriend. It was just someone they hooked up with.
Oh, okay, so just some random. Mm-hmm.
Now, Julio Urías. Like I said, there's two allegations now within a few years. So he served time. I guess he got suspended for the previous either incident or allegation. He didn't go to jail or anything. I don't know. Because this is always, the woman being his girlfriend or wife is probably going to say, no, it's a.
You know
how they defend their, their men. It was just a regular argument, or we were just having a discussion.
Was there anything that she was hit, or it was just an argument?
The first time? I have no clue. I have no clue about the first time.
Because I hear if you're charged with domestic, any kind of domestic something, it's usually you've put hands on somebody, whether you hit them or you shake them or you whatever, push them. Usually in those things, you're gone right away, right, Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Very rare that they say, "Oh, okay, just don't do it again. We're gonna get you some help." Usually, you're pretty.
Yeah, after the OJ trial,
sometimes. I mean, there'll be sometimes, even if somebody says they saw, another witness says they saw something. A lot of the times,
the victim's
gonna say, "No, I don't want to." It wasn't what it seemed or whatever.
You guys are Dodger fans. You don't know the story, what happened the first time. Did the woman claim that he hit her? Or did she just say, he called me a bad name and I got my feelings hurt?
I don't care
he
that
pushed
much.
Her.
It's your guys' guy. I don't know. He pushed her?
It's not my guy. I don't know the team. Well, I'm the just first a fan. First, I don't care.
The first time he pushed her. He pushed
if
her
you
in
like
the
a team and somebody happens to your team, you go, what happened? You find out. I would imagine if you're a fan of the team.
Not the first time he pushed the girl to the ground.
Okay, Eddie has the story.
Okay, so
he pushed her. He pushed her, and I guess she fell at the. They were shopping at the Glendale Gallery or something like that. And
she
that's what.
Hit herself, or she was just embarrassed and.
No, she didn't hit herself. I just think he pushed her, and that was enough to.
I mean, if you're doing it in front of people, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody probably saw it then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like the second
time. I would
imagine.
If you're in public. So in public, what did he do? Did he give her the backhand or what?
I don't know. I don't know what he did the second time. It's just some kind of abuse or whatever.
Richard says it's all about the money. I think that Yoli says, well, who are you sleeping with? Choose your partners.
Yeah, that's Yola.
He was a free agent to be anyway, so the Dodgers. I think they cleared out his locker already. So
Eddie. He always looks on the bright side. Free locker space.
They are for the person they're calling up.
Is that the guy that got Marty Feldman eyes? Is that the guy wears those goggles and one of his eyes goes left and the other one goes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Steve's frozen again.
Steve's frozen.
Maybe the guy couldn't see.
Maybe.
The eyes were going all over the place.
He didn't see where she was standing, and they bumped her.
He thought he was. He thought he was swinging out the air because he was upset, but it was actually her.
Yeah, he's still in the where's the goggles when he pitches.
Well, look at guys. Just don't hit chicks. It's not worth it. There's other chicks out there to sleep with.
Just keep your hands to yourself.
Yeah, if they get you upset, you know what you do? You just walk away and go walk get somebody
away.
Else.
Walk away.
There's that's not the only piece of ass in town. There's a lot of ass.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's going to get you that upset, not worth it. Because you will lose.
Yep.
Men, I mean, I'm not...
Maybe in court, but sure in the court of public life. Opinion.
Yes, in public opinion, you are the worst.
Even if a chick hits you, punches you
square in the nose and you push her away, you're the one that's the animal.
Who was the Ray Rice? I mean,
oh yeah, well he's a little different.
No. I mean, I saw that video. She was the one punching him, and he just defended himself, and he got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
I mean, you
know what? Look at you're right. She was out of control, but he did lay her out. He did lay her out pretty good.
But with one shot, I mean that's.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't like he
would hit me. Yeah, like me and you got in a fight. Yeah. I mean,
I'm not going to go attack Ray Rice.
Hey, Alberto, I agree. No woman should hit a dude either because what do? You stop, and then you push away and you get in trouble. Okay, well,
let's go on.
Guys are the same way. If you hit a girl, she's going to get pissed. What does she first do? Well, I'm going to get somebody to get you and beat you up or kill you or do this and, you know, all this stuff. Guys feel the same way. It's like, dude, stop hitting me.
Yeah.
You know, you want to fucking clog, reach back and slap her. Get away. Stop touching me and hitting me. Go.
Yeah, leave me alone. Yeah.
We have feelings, too. When you slap us in the face and kick us in the balls.
That hurts.
You don't think we get mad? Or you think we just go, oh.
Oh, it's just a
thank
woman.
You so much.
It's a woman. It doesn't hurt. No, it hurts.
Do it again.
Sad.
You know, hey, we don't want to get hit unless we're paying for it.
See, now you got me upset. What I'm saying is it's not right to hit women, but women shouldn't hit guys either. I mean, it's just, you know, we get upset too.
Nobody should.
Some people can't control their anger. And guys should because they should know better, but still.
Nobody should hit anybody. Keep your hands to yourself on everybody.
You're going to get mad. And like if it was a dude messing with you,
if anybody hits you, you're going to. I mean, you got two responses, but I mean, you might, you're going to want to punch back. It doesn't matter who's hitting you.
The Bible says turn the other cheek.
I know, but I'm just saying that you could only turn it for so many times, especially if they're chasing you and hitting you. You got to defend yourself eventually.
Yep.
And if a woman is beating you up in public and you try to defend yourself, you know, every other dude in the area is going to turn on you. I mean, I've seen, and that's just go look at a.
That's why you shouldn't even be with those kind of girls, and girls shouldn't be with those. If you're in that kind of relationship where you're going to start hitting each other, that's not the right one. Well, usually, you're fucking. You're not hitting. You're fucking each other. You're not hitting each other and hurting each other physically. You're hitting it from behind. But you're not hitting them in the nose or hitting her
with
in
another
the nose.
Appendage. Not your hands. Not your feet.
Yeah.
The third leg.
This is like 48 hour and Dateline shit right here.
It's been one hell of a show, man.
God. See, you know what? I hold you two accountable for this show.
Hey, you brought up all the topics.
Especially Eddie.
You're the one that brought it up.
That's always me, huh? Exactly. This whole thing we're talking about.
You're the mastermind. You're the mastermind.
Let me see. Unless it's a BDSM relationship.
That's the only
one. Is that when you can beat the hell out of each other and be good?
Well, make sure you sign the contract.
Even that has to be consensual.
You know, maybe that is the way to go in life. You need to have those relationships to make them legal.
BDSM?
Have a contract.
I mean, you don't beat them to a pulp. But, I mean, you know, if you want to slap some ass, you know, you want to do a little choking on both sides, men and women.
You sign a waiver.
You can't
get it in
accuse
first.
Him later. You can't accuse him that, oh, no, he was
doing different things. Even standard missionary sex, so you better have a contract because you don't know what's going to happen.
You know what?
It's a sad new world.
This is why I look at pictures and take care of myself because who's going to get me with that? Nobody. Who's going to get me with that?
The girl in the picture?
Oh, you see, you got to ruin everything for me.
I mean, that's probably the future. I mean, some girl finds out you're using her picture, you know, that's the same thing.
Oh.
Gotta get a robot, Steve.
I don't want a robot. I've got to go back to the old days where you just think about the girl in your head and then take care of yourself. That's gonna go back to the old days.
You gotta make up a totally imaginary girl in your head.
One of those AIs that can't sue you.
You can think of somebody you know, just don't tell them.
Oh, don't look at the picture.
We do it like we've been doing for ages. We think about you anyway, whether you like it or not. What I do in the privacy of my own head is my business. If you happen to be in it, you're welcome.
Careful, man.
What happens in Steve's head stays in Steve's head.
Pot crimes are coming up. Okay.
Hey, I think girls should be honored. Not honored, but what do you call it? What do you call it when somebody thinks of you that much where they really think you're beautiful? Not thinking of the way, oh, what a pig, but when you think of somebody that you think highly of. Oh, yeah, they should. What is that called when they're flattered? I think they should be flattered. Now, if you're running around telling everybody in your neighbor that you're beaten off to them, okay, I get it, you know. But, you know, if it's just, you know, how should they know anyway unless you tell them?
Right.
If you're a guy, don't tell the girl. I'll think of her and
keep it to yourself.
You have some kind of communication where it's you know, you both are, you know you're doing it and she knows you're doing it and she likes it and she gets off on it that you're thinking of her, and it's all good. God, you guys just really got me upset today.
You were upset to begin with, so.
Only in America, folks.
From the podcast pre-show all the way to the end. Steve's been upset the whole show.
You know, Yoli was supposed to come on, Eddie.
Isn't there countries that you're allowed to hit your wives?
I don't know. Middle East. I don't know about that. In where? In Greece?
Middle East?
No, like in Middle East.
I guess if they step out of line, I think, Eddie. If they step out of line, I think you could smack them.
What is stepping out of line like?
Like if they don't wash your feet when you come home from work.
If they walk out of the house without permission.
Yeah, if they don't tell you, you know, if they don't have the dinner ready for you when you come home.
You can slap her around.
That was America in the old days.
I think that is in the Middle East. If you,
I think it's a Muslim.
Can't they kill your wife if like she cheats on their husband? Oh yeah, or
those are honor killings.
They kill them if they get raped.
Yeah.
That's, who's Sheldon Cooper or Copper?
That's up on the Big Bang Theory.
Sign a relationship agreement. Oh, was that an episode on there?
I guess it was a plot point.
I don't know.
All right. I'll,
just keep your hands to yourself.
You know, the M25 show says, you know, treat your women right. Don't hit them.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Except for Steve. And stuff. No, you know what? I don't do that stuff. I don't beat my chick when I'm sleeping with her. Yeah.
F25.
I still want her to look nice so I can do her again the next day.
Don't rough her up too bad.
Yeah, you want her to look pretty the next day.
The M25 show says get permission before you put it in the butt.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Yeah, you gotta do because some chicks don't like that.
And be careful with your aim, okay? don't get in there accidentally.
You could try the oopsie thing. You know, where you go, oops, and then see if she likes it. And then if she doesn't, then just don't do it. What is it about butts, guys? They got to get in that butt.
Well, we know Eddie. Eddie doesn't do that, so. And Steve's gone again.
Hello?
You're there.
What is going on here? Is it free?
Are you in Mexico, Steve?
Oh, no. If I was, I'd be with Yoli.
Put it in the butt? With permission, of course.
With permission, yes. See, I think what we should do is... what was I going to... I don't know what I was going to do. Oh. Here, everybody...
Talk about natural wonders?
No.
After all this butt talk?
Butt talk. There's our website right there. The M25show.com. I don't know. Some girls like the butt thing.
She said, no. Oh, Steve got turned down.
Oh, that's Yoli doesn't like that? Well, she's never been with a man like me yet. You know, you got to give me a chance.
There goes the internet again. All right, let's get out of here.
You know what? I'm getting upset with this thing. The guy was just out here again yesterday.
Did he run another
update? He says, it looks fine. It's going good. There's nothing for me to fix. And I go, you know what? When you leave, it fucks up.
It's just like,
I can't do nothing right now.
Just like when you take your car to the mechanic, it's not going to make the noise.
Nope. But yet when you leave and you're driving home, it makes it that noise all the way home. Yeah. Well, I'd like to say and apologize for our guest. We weren't able to connect, right? Because there was some interference, I guess.
What was that called?
Technical difficulties?
We'll work out her... we'll get her a passport so she can come on the other side of the border.
Do you think it's the PC? You think if she was up to you, it would work better?
She can go to an internet cafe.
Because she's probably using her data on her phone.
Internet cafe.
Yeah, have her go to all her stories on her internet cafe.
All she got to do is just hook up to her internet at home. But she's got to have some kind of computer or something, right, to hardwire to it. I don't think you can hardwire with a laptop. Not a laptop, but what are those other things? Those tablets? You can't hardwire to those, right?
Nope, can't hardwire.
So it's got to be either a laptop or a PC or an Apple or whatever. So those are your best bets when you come on our show, to have a hardwire coming from your router straight to your computer. Mm-hmm. Man, I was going to hear some good stories, Eddie. She was going to talk about big butts and panties. And
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Damn. You see, now the show's getting a little better now.
Nope.
Not you. Let's get out of here.
Yep.
It's always towards the end of the show.
I'm going to call that guy and kick his ass.
Tell him to come while the show's playing so he can fix it.
Yeah, just send him the video. Go to the last 20 minutes.
I'm going to tell him to come on the show next week.
Give me your money back.
While he's promoting whatever he wants to promote, I hope it freezes the whole time. It says, I have my Visa, just need the money. Oh. I'm on Wi-Fi on my phone. I have my Visa. What is that? What does that mean?
Like a passport.
For what?
To come into
to
the
come
country.
Across the border.
Who said she? What does that have to do with? Did somebody say something about that? Was that Eddie?
No.
I think I said for
why her, she say?
We're gonna bring her on this side of the border.
Oh. I don't think it matters. I just think she needs to hardwire from her router to her.
Well, you were claiming it was that bad Mexican internet.
I just asked if
Speedy G internet.
Yes. Don't throw me in your stuff. I was ready for.
You keep freezing
to play.
We're done. Bye bye. Say bye and get hit the music and let's get out of here. You're even greeny.
You don't even know that I've been doing this whole show with no pants or underwears on. So when she told the show, I was ready to go.
Yeah, it was a special episode of the M25 show.
Yes, this was special. See, it's like when you said Ashton Kutcher can see through that window. You guys can't see through this one.
Yeah. Stand up and show those blue balls.
All right, let's get the hell out of here. Oh, boy. We'll be back next week. Oh, Lordy. What was I going to say? Who's next week? Oh, you know what? I think the Killer Lashes crew are coming on the new podcast with Tatiana and her sidekick named Asha. I believe her name is Asha.
Isn't that Arista?
They got a new. they make fun of women. That
I'm not making fun. It's
because the woman's name is Asha.
No, I think there's a wrestler named. Isn't there a woman wrestler named
Asha? I don't know. Ask Alberto. He's the wrestling dude.
I don't follow it that much anymore.
Oh, here we go. Just because he didn't go with us to the wrestling in Vegas, he's gonna pull that bullshit.
God. I'll bring that up again.
Let me see who we got next week before we get out of here. We got Tatiana and Asha Foster. They're going to be talking about their new podcast called Killer Lashes. I imagine it's about murders and all that stuff. Oh, boy. Eddie looked like he did when he froze. Okay.
No, you're freezing. We're fine.
Am I frozen?
Okay. So.
So something. Tune in next week, folks.
Now
Steve said something.
At least we know when this thing's freezing more. It's at 10 10:45, 10:50.
Towards the end of the show.
Sorry for the blue balls, but you know, on Facebook, I think I might get you in trouble if I start telling my stories. Oh, no, we want to hear them. Forget Facebook. We'll go to YouTube.
No, don't worry. We've been kicked off YouTube many times, so.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
And Facebook.
But all we do is we say we're very sorry, and and they take us back. So whatever we're doing right. All right, guys, we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Go to our website at the M25 Show for all podcast links, live stream links, and our sponsors there, and everything about that
about website. Something.
And it's called, am I froze right now or am I good?
You're freezing up. So
you're froze.
Okay, how about right now? Right now, am I good?
Yes. Good?
Okay, TheM25Show.com. All right, guys. He said he wanted to come on, but he's got to get headphones.
Now I have to face stupid reality again.